This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we go. It's hour two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a good one. Hope you're enjoying that NCAA tournament. You're counting down to all the fun stuff we have this week with opening day and then the NFL draft towards the end of April. It is going to be an amazing spring. Of course, the Dallas Stars kicking butt, taking names. Team USA, salute to everybody that got out there to AT&T last night. I am hanging on to 60 seconds on soccer. It will be delivered. Man, this freshman point guard at Notre Dame is a lot of fun to watch, this gal. It's time now, though, for Eric Chiafalo and your NFL news of the day.
Well, folks, unanimously, the NFL has banned the hip drop tackle. The competition committee has signed off unanimously at the NFL owners' meetings, where Jerry Jones is doing some level of scribbling that we'll have to address at some point. We have the coach's photo that we need to do a deep dive on. But the big
news. Somebody
was
missing on that thing. Do you notice?
Handful of somebodies were missing. Not just our Mike McCarthy. Your guy Sean Payton wasn't there either in the photo. But I'm seeing quotes from him where he's still taking subtle shots at Russell Wilson. That is pretty funny. So maybe he's there. I didn't see Sirianni in the photo.
That's who I didn't see. I didn't notice Nick. That's the
Mike Tomlin. I don't believe was in the photo either.
All these guys are just bailing on this thing, huh?
Yeah, just a little thanks, but no thanks. So we get the unanimous decision. I know you guys are excited. You guys are looking forward to the evolution of football that involves no contact whatsoever. So this is a great day.
I'm excited about
that
myself.
For the softy generation like you guys.
Thank you.
Yep, I'm a two-hand touch guy myself. Chief, can't wait.
That's right. You want him to play seven Mississippi too, don't you, Broadus?
I want to play safety.
Don't hurt my quarterback. You got to count to seven before you go after him.
You needed more than that with me blocking. Maybe.
You're a quarterback and Broadus is on the line. Hey, dude, get ready to go backyard on these fools.
Yeah, you needed to get that ball out quick.
Hope you throw well on the run, sir.
Yeah. I saw a guy last night that kind of reminded me of a guy from Washington. I mean, this guy's he was a great athlete. But the thing about him was he varied how he did his pass set. So to kind of throw him off, so you short set him, hit him quick. And then you back up another time. And then so you never give it. You never let them get any kind of rhythm on you.
Never show your hand.
Never show your hand. So a couple of times, set them short. And I'm like, man, this guy reminds how I used to play football.
That's
just
awesome.
Just kind of throw them off a little bit.
I like that, man. Well, the NFLPA is not here for this rule. We cannot support a rule change like the hip drop ban that causes confusion for us as players, coaches, or officials, and especially for fans. So the NFL Players Association, though they are all about player safety, they are not here for the hip drop tackle. And you've seen some players come out and speak on this, or former players like J.J. Watt, always wanting to get in the mix on things and have his voice be heard. He says, just fast forward to the belts with flags on them, ... So you have Javon Holland, safety for the Dolphins. Breaking news, tackling banned.
Yeah.
Mike Davis, a running back in the NFL, I believe with the Ravens, as an offensive player, this is wild, LOL. So you have an offensive player chiming in saying this is not cool. Lonnie Johnson Jr., who none of us have ever heard of, says that new rule is BS. Terrell Burgess, how do you ban something that in some cases you can't control? SMH. Player's not very happy about this.
Yeah, like when you're mid-air and you're trying to grab a piece of the jersey, the player is stopping and going and changing direction. And while you're soaring through the air, you're not sure if you're going to hit him and just keep going or if he's going to be still going. And you're going to have to let go instead of hanging on. I don't know how many plays are affected each game like this. I don't know if there's been a study yet. But my initial thought is this is going to send scoring, not only because of the tackles that are missed, because of the hesitancy that it's going to create with the defenders.
Well, Sean Payton, though not photoed in the coach's team photo at the NFL owners' meetings, he is quoted, I saw, by Mike Kliss, media member in Denver.
Yeah, he's the guy I like to yell at all the time.
Oh, okay.
I thought that flick him, don't you?
Yeah, I thought Kliss was the media member you've been searching for years but just haven't been able to find.
No, he's the guy that like has a problem with me, like, oh, yeah, some guy in Texas knows more about the Broncos than me. And that's what I was,
Kliss is anti-Broadus.
Yeah, and then at the combine, I used to yell at him like I was calling him a hack and all that stuff like that while he was doing his stand-up. So he would hear me in the background.
You were
like, yeah, hey, you hack! You're a hack, Kliss! You know, like, and he'd be like,
back to you in studio.
And he'd be talking about the Avalanche or something like that. I've been just, you're a hack, Kliss!
You were heckling Kliss?
Yeah. Yeah. He's the guy
during a live spot?
Yeah. Like they laughed so hard. The Raiders used to be next to us at the tables and like the Raider guys would start cracking up about like look at Broadus just going off on this guy.
You should have gave him a wet willy live on the air.
He was
or pants him or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, he's the guy. He is the guy that said he goes, how could some guy in Dallas know more about, you know?
Who's this Brian Broadus?
Yeah, exactly. So
well, he tweeted out, to score more points, Broncos have to do what? That's the question to Sean Payton, and the Sean Payton response is, quote, number one, can't take as many sacks.
Hmm.
Still shooting shots at the old Russell Wilson situation. He's a big-time sack taker. Noted sack taker Russell Wilson. I can understand that, but it is kind of funny there, Sean Payton.
You know, I do think part of, part of this is Russell Wilson's performance, but Brian, you know this, like Sean Payton does not think any of his quarterbacks have ever done a perfect job, even when he had Drew Brees.
No,
he'd be mad that Drew Brees is trying to throw for 5,000 yards instead of run his plays. There is an ego thing in Sean Payton. I think he might end up regret moving on from Russell Wilson. I think it's going to be pretty easy to find worse than that.
No, 214, we said Mike Kliss. That's what we said.
That's his name.
That's the media member in Denver.
What are they saying?
Who hates Broadus. Broadus is heckling.
Yeah.
Okay, no, not at all.
Mr. Bean. We have a couple of quarterback things, so we'll get to the smoke around the Commanders here in 1 second. We'll see if you guys are buying or selling that load of BS. But the Jets owner, Woody Johnson, says they will be keeping Zach Wilson if they can't find a trade partner, which, I mean,
no.
Based on what we've seen here, I don't think we're going to – I mean, Justin Fields is going for a sixth. I don't know that you're getting much at all for Zach Wilson. He says he's got the skill. He can do everything. There's a reason we drafted him at number two overall. So they will not be releasing him, allegedly.
But I think maybe scout team could be in his future. If you're looking for new, different roles for him, he can do everything.
That's true. I bet we'll see some photos of him like we saw Baker Mayfield in Carolina a couple of years ago where he's doing some – he's doing like some scout team defense stuff. Like they just need bodies. They got like Baker Mayfield was like rushing the passer, I believe, in Carolina Panther practices a couple years ago. And now look at the come up here. You know what happens when you just sometimes you got to hit rock bottom, you know? And that's what happened to Baker Mayfield. And now the come up is real. And you got the bag. And he's just crossing his fingers his brother and dad don't steal it from him again. All right, are you guys buying this? I just saw from Tom Pelissero, NFL Network. They're hanging around. It's Rappaport. It's Weich. It's Garofolo. And they're all hanging around the owners' meetings. And they say the belief amongst executives in the league who know Commanders general manager Adam Peters is that he will be drafting none other than Michigan's own J.J. McCarthy at number two overall.
Wow. How big of a surprise would that be for you, Brian?
It would be a big surprise, but man, you know, I was watching some Michigan players, offensive players the other day, and McCarthy does some things well. He really does. The fact the play action game is very good for him. He's a winner. He's lost only one game in his career. The mobility in the pocket, he could be accurate. Watch the Alabama game. He was outstanding in that game to get him into the national championship game. I could see why people will fall in love with a guy that doesn't make a whole lot of mistakes. You know, I think he's a really steady quarterback. I don't think there's anything really super dynamic about him.
This is the time of the preparation, though, where we start hearing about real things that people think. And, you know, 5 years ago, it was around Mac Jones and Trey Lance, and there was the surprise about Trubisky and so on and so forth. And, you know, I don't know. I think if you're going for a play-action guy who, you know, doesn't, you know, light up a lot of the other stat things, that would be my evidence that I'm worried about Harbaugh making it in this version of the NFL.
Well, I also saw, you know, you have now former Ravens defensive coordinator Mike McDonald is the head coach with Seattle, but before he was the DC in Baltimore, Mike McDonald was the DC at Michigan under Harbaugh. And
yes.
So he knows J.J. McCarthy very well. And there's some level of Harbaugh on McDonald's staff in Seattle. So they have some people that are very familiar with J.J. McCarthy, and I've seen the rumors of maybe Seattle being a team. They have Geno Smith right now, but that's more of a bridge kind of quarterback. Right. And some people feel like McCarthy needs a little bit of time to continue to bake a little bit before starting. So maybe Seattle's a team that could be a surprise move up or whatever around the draft to pull the trigger on McCarthy.
His only real issue is sometimes there are some inconsistencies with the ball placement. You know, you can watch his guys. I was watching a tight end the other night, and, you know, ball behind a guy, you know, crossing routes, ball behind. You know, that's something with him. I mean, but the guy's a winner. I don't know how you can, I don't know how, you can't discount that about the guy. He's got a sixth sense to himself about how to find space and windows and stuff like that. It's just, he's not always consistent with the way he throws. You could watch the I believe it's the Bowling Green game. And he is just awful. And you're like going, okay.
Yeah, but that's stiff competition, dude.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying. You're kind of like going, wow, why are you this bad?
He's not just playing cupcakes over there.
No, not at all.
Oh, wait, I forgot he plays for Michigan. Never mind. I take everything I said back.
Yeah.
It's Cupcake City on that schedule this year. Harbaugh's like, yeah, no problem. Like, you can suspend me for the first 4 weeks of the season. We're not playing anybody.
I think
me up in October.
Yeah, how many
call
games,
me Josh Spores.
How many games did he actually coach? Maybe three?
Yeah, he parlayed it into a championship and a giant NFL deal.
Yeah.
It is working. Yeah. Hey, the Eagles proposed a 4th-and-20 alternative to the onside kick. It did not pass once again. That is that's too much change, I imagine, there for the NFL owners to agree on. But Andy Reid was somebody that was in favor of it. So they'll go back to that one perhaps next year and give it a shot.
Yeah, because he's got Mahomes.
That's true. No question.
When you have a guy like Mahomes, 4th-and-20 is just kind of like 4th-and-6.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. Also saw NFL Competition Committee Chairman Rich McKay told Tom Pelissero the replay assistant will now be permitted to correct certain types of incorrect calls for roughing the passer and intentional grounding. So it must be purely objective, like the QB wasn't actually hit in the head or was out of the pocket or whatever. So that's something that the NFL, I think that's a small step in the right direction. I still don't think you're going to see the replay crew correcting those types of, like, hits on the quarterback and stuff, even if it's ticky-tack. They usually want to make their referees look right. You know, so it has to be, like, blatantly not the right call for them to overturn something like that would be my guess.
And I totally understand it. I think they need to transition away a little bit further into how many refs do we actually need on the field, you know, because I think this is the way the game should be officiated. A couple of seconds after, multiple refs in a room watching it all on multiple monitors. If anything is confusing, give us 10 seconds. And if we got to call a timeout to review, we will. But that's going to be few and far between. I think they need to lean into this because it's just so difficult. Like, give me a camera overhead view. Give me a camera up from an angle. So much better than dudes standing around field level trying to see through 300-pounders to notice where the ball was or if the guy got his feet down. It's just, it's an impossible game to officiate like that. And we're finding out right now, because video double checks these guys' work all the time and see stuff that they don't know. Lean into that, please.
Now, I just saw as well, or didn't just see, but over the weekend there was the trade involving L'Jarius Sneed, Chiefs corner.
Yes.
What did you think of that? The Chiefs, I mean, I'm always pretty much on board with the decisions they make. They've done a really nice job team building, so I don't want to question them too much, but this was a bit of a head-scratcher for me. They put the franchise tag on L'Jarius Sneed, who's one of the better cornerbacks in the league. He had an awesome season where he was just shutting down wide receivers week in, week out, up in your face, man coverage, I'll erase you from a game. And they put the tag on him, and then they just trade him to the Titans, who are apparently going all in. surrounding Will Levis with as much talent as possible. But for the Titans, all they had to do was give up a third-round pick in next year's draft and then swap seventh-round picks in this year's draft. So the Chiefs basically get what they would have got anyways if you let L'Jarius Sneed walk in free agency, which is a third-round compensatory pick in the 2025 offseason. So I really don't understand what it is the Chiefs are doing here. They just basically gave away L'Jarius Sneed. Yeah. They're not getting any immediate draft assets. It's not like they're getting a third-round pick this year.
It's to the point we just talked about earlier. It's you're not going to get the value of the player a maximum pick. No one is going to give you a first-round pick if they have to carry the entire freight of extending a guy's contract. If Sneed had maybe 2 years left on his deal, then they could have probably got a one for this guy. But they when it turns into teams are not going to give up prime assets and then turn around and pay the guy. They're just not going to do that. It's not good business for them. So
maybe if it's a truly, truly elite player, but I think Sneed had a great year. There must be metrics like his recovery speed or targets, yards of separation at target, stuff like this that maybe says this is not a sustainable year from him.
It's a contract. It's
just the contract?
Yeah, I mean, matter of fact, because Eric, I agree with you on it. I talking to people, like, how do you just give up a third-round pick? And to a man, it's all about the contract. No one is going to give you a premium pick and also have to pay a guy. They're just not going to do it.
And unless it's Tyreek Hill.
Maybe so.
But maybe that model is dead. Maybe we're in an era where teams are doubling down on we're not going to give you picks and then pay the guy. If you don't want to pay the guy, flip and release him. Yeah. You know? And because they were only able to get that, they had to shop it to the other 30 teams. And all 30 teams were like, no, we're not giving a two for the right to pay L'Jarius Sneed, which seems crazy to me.
Yeah.
You know, because that is.
Or even a third round pick this year, where you're at least immediately getting, a player in return, but they're not getting it until 2025. But shout out to the Titans. They're buying in on a quarterback they shouldn't be buying in on in Will Levis, but they are at least giving him a chance with the way they're putting talent around him. So salute to them, at least going all in with a quarterback on a rookie contract.
We got the C-note, Cowboys news of the evening. So much flowing in. Jerry was busy talking over the weekend about Tyron and Tyler and salary cap, and we have so much more coming up next right here. It's the G-Bag Nation of the Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, G-Back Nation. Hope you're having a good day. It is time now for the Cowboys News of the Day. Segment here is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. It's 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. The Franklin Frankel Injury Attorneys text line is open for you if you'd like to join the conversation on any of these subjects. Jerry's been talking again on the idea of Tyler Smith at left tackle. I'd say that's a good viable thing is the quote. Michael Gelkin got him from the Morning News. Keep the idea there. Don't dismiss the idea. Certainly he's potentially, I want to say, a great player at left tackle. You know, this is maybe just reconsider, Land. I remember it was last year or 2 years before, Todd Archer just pointed out on X a few hours ago that they said the same thing with Terrence Steele.
Yeah.
That maybe we could move him to right guard.
Guard,
so
yeah.
I think they're just keeping their options open depending on how the draft falls to them, Brian.
I totally agree. That's, you know, if they get the tackle that they want, the tackle that's sitting on the board as their stack is reflects, and they take that guy. Now, there's some considerations here that you also have to think about if you're the staff. You know, they're really good at plug-and-play guys, especially offensive linemen. They've done a great job with that. You know, but does, you know, guys like, does the coaching staff, with everybody over there on one-year deals, how's that going to play? You know, are you willing to be able to think about, you know, playing rookies at certain spots when jobs are on the line? You know, I think that's something that we all have to consider right now. You know, I've talked to a bunch of people over there. There's some uneasiness going on in that building because of the unknown. Yeah, you know, they don't know what's going to happen. They're all thinking maybe they're going to have to hunt jobs after this year. So, yeah, that's what Jerry wants. He wants that uneasiness. But you also have to look, you know, if Mike McCarthy does he want to plug and play a rookie in the offensive line and take that chance. You know, we'll see.
It'd have to be a hell of a rookie, you know, especially that position where even the future greats can struggle a little bit and cost you games. I don't know. I think I would look at this as if I'm Mike McCarthy and I would say, guys, let's try to enjoy this ride. It might be my last year as a head coach. The team is setting us up to be disappointing. And we can get mad about it. We can get frustrated about it. But they're not bringing back any of our free agents. They're not adding any good ones. So the writing is on the wall.
Yeah.
Our hope is if in their ability to draft like crazy. And if that happens, then maybe we'll do better than last year.
Yeah.
And we'll get new contracts. But chances are we're just here to play out the string because Jerry Jones doesn't want to pay two coaches at the same time.
Have you seen Jerry Jones ever talk about the Cowboys situation in the cap in such a dire way?
No.
I mean, that to me is where that's what kind of got my attention, that all of a sudden, like, I've never heard Jerry talk about the cap and, you know, like, you know, the way he just described it, talking with Tyron Smith about Tyron Smith. That's just so unlike him.
But he said if he makes all those incentives and things like that, we would be really wrecked.
Yeah. I don't remember Jerry ever saying anything like that with the cap.
Like, you can't roll with an additional $10 million of a hit. No, I don't think you're wrong. You know, I think he's trying to make excuses for how rough this is going to get.
Well, what we said earlier, though, they could have flipped a lot of switches, and they chose not to do that, though, too.
Yeah. They're not managing to win a Super Bowl in any year. They're managing, you know, to try to create the higher lows, you know. And if you can do that, then, you know, maybe your fan base is always on the edge of their seat thinking we're just a player or two away and it's about to be our turn. I know Jerry Jones believes significantly in the NFL business model of every time you go to play on Sunday, your fan base is excited just to see you win that game. And, you know, I think that's hard when you are a championship or nothing type of fan.
Yeah, and Jerry has lent voice to the idea of – like one of his quotes from yesterday was, I think that we have been in a situation where we can get it done with lesser. He's acknowledging, yeah, this is going to be a lesser version of ourselves. He says more doesn't necessarily beat Green Bay. There are other things. Maybe having it better strategically.
Yeah.
So he's calling out the coaches a little bit.
Yeah. Fire them then.
Strategically in different spots, but more than necessarily beat them either. So we're going to be asked to do some things different because we've got some different players.
Is that maybe why the coaches are down today or the mood is low? You just told it. You just said you expect us to maybe do better with less. Yeah, you're just playing out the string. I think if you're this coaching staff, that would put me in a tough mood. And like I said, I think in the coming weeks and months, you got to try to find yourself a way to rally and enjoy this, because in the end, you're coaching a pretty good football team that has a chance to make the playoffs. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, but this is Jerry saying, like, I gave you coaching staff enough last year. You had enough.
Yeah.
And you didn't get it done with that. Yeah. So, I couldn't have given you any better players to make this thing work. You strategically crapped the bed in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But that's not totally fair. I mean, partially it is. Yes, your coaches, every single one of them let you down in that game. Everybody let you down in that game. But a lot of it was your players as well. The players that you handpicked, Jerry. This is your team, and you still want to act like there was enough on that roster last year. There was definitely enough to beat Green Bay.
Yeah.
Not enough to do much else after that.
Yeah, not only are you kind of, saying we had more than enough on a flawed team, but you're kind of setting up the fans to blame us. And there's some blame to go with that coaching staff. Like, they could get much better success out of the running game. I think they were the only team in the NFL last year that gained less with motion at the snap in their run plays than without it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that if I'm Mike McCarthy and I'm thinking, how do we save our jobs? Let's take a big swing and make sure we're as up-to-date as possible with the coaching trends. And whatever we've resisted over these previous 4 years, let's throw to hell with that and get busy coaching as soon as we get at that rookie mini camp, a different way of attacking on the ground. Because with a lesser offensive line, maybe a lesser running back, we got to somehow get 4.5 in a temp, Ryan.
I know that defensive coordinator will be ready. I don't know about anybody else.
Yeah, and hey, that could help you.
If I do not want to see Mike McCarthy get fired now because I care so much about Mike Zimmer as a person and what he's going to try and do here. He might be up against it too much, though, too.
But this is very doable if he can get good play from Osa and Hankins and Kendrick stays young, somewhat young. This is somewhat doable that you could have such a good defense that maybe the offense could be average and you win like that. And that goes to your Mike Zimmer possibly saving Mike McCarthy's job.
Yeah, that's why I think if Mike's job is going to get saved, it's going to be because of Mike Zimmer. That's where I think it's going to go.
We have another baby on the team, Wanye Thomas, with Wanye Thomas Jr. He breaks up the girl dad run that we've been on.
Hmm.
It's been an epic a girl dad run, and I participated in it. I contributed to that. But maybe the pendulum swinging back the other way. Okay, up next here in the Cowboys news of the evening, I think this is a positive, actually. Three former Cowboys who won't live up to their new contracts. I'm reading this on the Landry hat. Because what you want your team to do in a league where salary cap space is so important is not bring back guys who can't live up to the contract they're about to get. Now, in my mind, in free agency, you are going to overpay. You want to overpay to put your team over the top, not team build. And unfortunately, like what the Titans did with Tony Pollard, I think if they're really, really going for it and they want to go over the top and they're like, we need a runner, probably should have just stuck with Derrick Henry, didn't get the right player, but they're at least doing it right, that we're going to go spend money and maybe overspend for players because we think this is the end of our championship window. But Tony Pollard absolutely is a guy who's not going to live up to the contract, right, Chief?
Yeah, I don't think really any of these dudes that left and got these contracts, mostly with the Commanders.
I think Tyler Biotish could be a big disappointment when it's all said and done for the Commanders.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's number two on their list. Gets 3 years and $29 million, including $20.7 guaranteed. Congratulations to Biotish.
Hey, congratulations.
I know
that's got
to be very exciting for him and his family. Grew up on a farm.
Yeah.
Still loves going up there. But, I mean, when we met him a couple of years ago at one of the World Cup parties downtown, you could just see the drive and determination in his eyes to go chase that bag.
Yep.
He had just been in the weight room and working with the offensive line coach. He's like, I spent 1 week in Wisconsin. I was right back here, and 2 seasons happened. I don't think he got as good as he wanted to be, but he got good enough to get $10 million. And I'm very happy the Cowboys didn't do that. That's one you'd be regretting for a long time. I think it's, in a way, a year late that they didn't have a chance to do it with Terrence Steele last year. You go back and unwind that. It'd have been great. And then the last player on this list is Dorrance Armstrong. And he got $45 million, 22 of it guaranteed. There's no way that's going to spell anything but disappointment for the Commanders fan base, is it, Brian?
They don't have any edge rushers, so he's going to be the guy. You know, he. I'll tell you what, I felt like that Fowler was a better player than him last year.
And the Commanders got Fowler too, didn't they?
They got both.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Fowler, you know, probably should have had more opportunities. Armstrong has been a flash player all his career. You know, one, two, real good game, and then next thing you don't see him for three games. So, yeah, that could be one that could come back and get them.
If I'm new guy, though, I'm looking around like, hold on here. We had Chase Young. He just went 1 year and $11 million, and we're throwing around 45 biggins for Dorrance Armstrong because he had 9 sacks in 2022.
And he knows Dan Quinn.
He knows Dan
it's
Quinn.
Huge for the culture.
Yep.
Right about
that. He knows the scheme and stuff.
Everybody needs a sponsor.
That's worth $20 million guaranteed, if I've ever seen it.
All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, home of the Cowboys, home of your World Series champion Texas Rangers. And, boy, we got baseball stuff coming up at 4 o'clock. I know we have an edition of Around the Bases at 5:40, so we're going to be talking a lot about this. And we'll, of course, get in a mention of the new item at Hurtado. Stick around for that if you haven't seen it. But where are we going next, Chief?
Best of the Weekend, featuring underwear superstitions, bite fights, and Apple versus Android, has escalated quickly next year in the nation.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, thank you, Chris, and for Lucius all week long here in the G-Bag Nation. I believe today he is pulling the career 105 through the Fan Grand Slam. He has now produced
does a heck of a job, man,
of our regular daily shows
really
here on the Fan. Yeah, does a great job. Thank you, Chris.
Absolutely. Attention to detail guy.
We got baseball stuff coming up at 4. It's time now for Eric Chiafalo and Best O of the Weekend, Chief.
Hey, man, shout out to Sanger ISD.
Implementing Sanger, shout out.
4-day work week. 4-day school Bang. Week. 4-day educational
Are the classes
week.
Longer Monday through Thursday?
That doesn't seem to be the case.
7 a.m. to 4 p.m.?
Doesn't seem to be the case. They did not say specifically on the hours here in the WFAA article that I'm reading here. I don't believe it is extending each individual day, but teachers and staff will be scheduled to only have to work one Friday per month. So the students will be off every Friday starting next school year, Sanger ISD. And the employees will get 3 of the 4 Fridays each month off. So, man, that's exciting.
Winning.
Hopefully we can get more of that, but definitely.
Yeah, let's move the station to Sanger, man.
Good news for your.
Good morning, Sanger.
Sanger.
Yeah.
Where every Thursday feels like a Friday. Man.
Just north of Denton, too. Get out there, do a little bit more rural living.
Yeah, that's Sounds wonderful. Nice. Really enjoyed watching some college basketball this weekend and Saturday night in particular. You know, that Texas game, Texas and Tennessee not being able to play anything in the way of offense but finding a way to get it done.
Yeah.
I mean, historically bad from the three-point line, but Texas just didn't have enough in them. And R.J. Choppy, the fighting R.J. Choppies, get it done once again. And we're set up for some nice Sweet 16 action. We'll get more into the March Madness at 5 o'clock, but it was fun. There were a couple of really cool moments. We'll get to our guy Jack Golke as well, who's been sort of the face of March. Him and Oakland get bounced out thanks to NC State, but NC State's a lovable team right now as well. But the best team in college basketball, we'll see if they end up winning it all, but it is UConn, and their head coach Dan Hurley is already probably my favorite coach in college basketball. Like the personality, he's ready to talk S. He's ready to be hated by everybody except for his own fan base, and he wears that sort of with pride. But here is the broadcast from the weekend during the UConn game where they're talking about Dan Hurley, UConn head coach, and the Red Undies.
Dan Hurley is the king of superstition, especially on game day. He has to have 8 M&Ms before every game. He has to have a cup of bulletproof coffee on the sidelines at all times, and do not knock it over. And he has to wear the same suit and socks and shoes and, yes, the same Red Dragon underwear. And don't worry, it is clean. His wife, Andrea, travels with a portable washing machine. I mean, you can't make that up, Ian.
And apparently they travel a Maytag repairman with them as part of the crew. No, they...
We have one. It's pretty cool. It plugs in USB, and we'll take it on soccer trips for, like, washing the jerseys back at the hotel room.
Legit.
It's pretty cool. Like, for $40, dude.
Because this is the first I heard of this. I'm like, wow, does Dan Hurley have some access to this new technology that I'm not familiar with?
You know, Abby found it, and, you know, she's always doing a little online shopping and stuff, and It was shipped from China, and I was skeptical of it the entire way because it took like 3 weeks to get here, and I was like, man, this thing is going to break and leak the first time we use it, but it's gotten the job done.
How about that Red Dragon undies for Dan Hurley by way of superstition?
Whatever it takes.
8 M&Ms. I wonder what the 8 is there.
Color
and then
factor.
His bulletproof coffee. So that's a man with some superstitions. That's a man with a really, really dang good basketball team. And that's a man with a badass wife.
The Hurley family.
Shout out to wifey, Mrs. Hurley.
Right. We Hurley family. Is this the family whose dad was the coach and the Bobby Hurley? Is this his brother?
Yep.
So this is the Hurley basketball family from that was Duke and all that stuff like that. Okay.
If you say so, bro. I'm not totally sure, but it would make sense. He seems like a basketball lifer kind of dude.
Their dad was a ball coach, and like the brother's a ball coach. But his dad or the brother was one of those guys at Duke that was an all-timer, Bobby Hurley.
Okay, so it's in his blood, then.
Yeah.
Well, I do love a good superstition. We've seen the underwear superstitions in baseball. It's the first I've heard of it in basketball, though.
Yeah, you know, and basketball or baseball, whatever superstitions, I thought were always weird. But once you go through it, it's like, I don't know if this is real. You know, it doesn't really pass the smell test for me either. But you can't argue with the results, you know. And once something gets in your head and you're like, I don't know why, but I've lost 3 in a row with this on, I owe it to my teammates to at least eliminate it from the possibilities.
Okay, let me ask you this for a superstition. Back in the day in the tournament, there was a guy, you've heard me mention this guy's name, Lou Carnesecca, who was head coach at St. John's, and he used to wear a sweater during the Big East tournament, like his lucky sweater.
Mm-hmm.
John Thompson from Georgetown got the same sweater and wore it against him in a game.
Ooh.
Does that wipe out superstition? If you're going with your superstition, but the other team's coach or manager gets the same sweater or same item of clothing.
Yeah, I think
does that wipe you out?
I think this is like offsetting penalties, replay the down kind of deal. It definitely throws a wrench into what you've got cooking on your side of things. You
Something
know?
Weird's going on.
Yeah,
you know?
That would throw me the hell off. Yeah.
It might totally you throw a monkey wrench in your plans. I think that's dirty pool. You know, I don't.
Yeah.
But hey, to each his own.
And if you're going to unveil what your superstitions are, you know, now you've left yourself open to this.
Oh, no. Carnesecca would talk about this sweater.
Of course.
And he'd break it out. Then all of a sudden, John Thompson showed up. Like, and they go to shake hands at midcourt. And Thompson, like, opens up his blazer, and it's the same sweater. And he's like,
uh-oh.
Carnesecca had to feel like, we're in trouble today.
Every time you put on an item or take something, you have something in your pocket, the Pandora's box of luck is open. And you never know how it's going to fall. Is it good luck? Is it bad luck? You're about to find out. It reopens when somebody plays that card on you. So you have to be, you got to think on your toes because he could have suddenly made that your bad luck sweater now. I think that's quite a conundrum, Brian. And that's why you rarely see that because no coach will go that far unless it's a hell of a rivalry.
Yeah, it's playing dirty for sure.
Well, I saw one time, though, okay, then we had a golfer, Rocco Mediate, wore the same color combination on a Sunday as Tiger Woods in a match.
How'd that go for him?
Yeah, he played him well. Tiger won. It was an open. I think they were playing it.
Went to an extra round the next day.
Yeah, the next day. But he wore the same outfit as Tiger. He's taking his energy there, I wonder.
I believe Tiger won that with a broken knee.
Broken leg, yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well,
back to you, Eric.
Well, I'm curious then, do you feel like head coach, because now we get the Sweet 16 matchup, UConn versus San Diego State. If you're the San Diego State head coach, are you doing the M&Ms, the Bulletproof Coffee, and the Red Dragon Undies to try and offset what Hurley's got cooking over there? I think you have to, like you said. You're the underdog in this scenario,
dude. Pick which one you would
just pick one of those?
Pick the one you feel like it's the easiest to get. I think it'd probably be the M&Ms, right?
If you're San Diego, you're not a blue blood. You're not going to be back in this situation. You got to strike while the iron's hot. I think you do all three. You let them know about it. Maybe you post a video on social that morning.
There you go.
Yeah, I think somewhere before tip-off, you know, you're close, you're in his vicinity, and you pop all eight of those M&Ms kind of right in his face, and then you bend down to pick up a basketball, and you let those red undies creep up your back a little bit.
Ooh.
Now, all of a sudden, he's like, oh, S. He's going all out for this. If you're Hurley, that perks you up a little bit, I think, if you're Hurley.
Or you sit down on the end of the bench, he looks down there, and you hold up your cup of steaming coffee. Just kind of like, you toast him.
You're in his head now.
Yeah, now you're really like, oh, look at me. And I'm like, and you see the steam coming off it. Like, I'm drinking the same coffee as you.
214 says, I wear run underwear on Sundays to increase my cash tips, and it works every time.
Wow, look at that. Yeah. Yeah, is that a Twin Peaks waitress hollering?
I'm not sure.
Potentially.
You know?
Well, the idea of Aztec's coach's wife sitting in eye shot of Dan Hurley with the portable washer washing her husband's red undies. And maybe midway through the first half or something, she walks him over there. Says, here you go, honey. A little wardrobe change at halftime. You know, something like that.
Just puts him over his slacks. How about that?
Oh, he wears them over top of him?
No, he just wears them over the top of the slacks.
That would be one hell of a bold move. Speaking of bold moves, did you guys see the bite heard around the world this weekend? A UFC... Bite fight?
I didn't see any.
Oh, UFC. This is a bite fight, man.
Somebody went full mic?
This is crazy. Now, it's not biting the ear off of an individual, but...
Shoulder bite?
It is. I think it was more like a...
Luis Suarez?
It was like a rib cage sort of bite.
Ribs are good this time of year.
If I have the spot correct, I believe... Yeah, it's a rib cage bite, like from the back. Like, he's got this dude pinned up against the cage, and then this dude... is wrapped around him and his face is around his torso. And at one point he just goes for the bite. Here's some sound of the fight. And it's a gentleman named Igor Severino who is biting Andre Lima. This is how it sounded afterwards. They had to stop the fight and figure out what the hell's going on.
Did he bite him?
No way.
Stop.
Oh. Did he get flesh?
100%.
Okay. Look at that.
But that is
that's really bad.
They did break the skin over there, too.
How did he
so
even
now
do that
seeing
with his
that,
mouth guard?
I don't fault Chris Tyone for that stopping.
Wow.
Okay. Dang, that's a hell of a bite, dude.
Did you see the mark on that?
Yeah.
So this dude who got bit, Andre Lima, he ends up and he goes and gets a tattoo. Because the bite mark remains.
Yeah.
And so he goes immediately from the cage to the parlor and gets tattooed the bite mark. So it remains there forever.
I don't know if that's sanitary. Might want to get a tetanus shot. But I
love it. Or a rabies shot. If a guy's biting you, this is a rabid mofo.
And he really bit him hard. Like a few minutes later at the end of the fight, he kind of shows the under part of his arm. Yeah. And it looked like a piece of gum was stuck to his bicep because it was just so indented.
So it was on the arm.
Yeah.
Because the video makes it look like it's sort of under his armpit and he's biting him on the torso. Either way, this is a bite of the ages right here.
Yeah.
And
I mean, that's just disgusting. I understand if you're in a headlock or something and you're like fight or flight is kicking in and you're doing something for survival, but they're supposed to be trained professionals. And... I mean, I would just be freaked out. You know, I want my face nowhere near that man's sweat and skin. Ugh, it makes me want to vomit, you know?
It really is disgusting.
Yeah.
And the iPhone versus Android wars have taken another step into some treacherous territory with lawsuits and whatnot. Many non-iPhone users experience social stigma, exclusion, and blame for breaking chats where other participants own iPhones. The green bubble is now becoming a big issue. Yeah, the bubble of shame right here. There's a literal antitrust lawsuit going down right now because people feel like Apple has monopolized. And now if you want to feel like you're a part of your family and your friend groups, you have to get an iPhone because people are like, I can't even, when my daughter sends me videos of my grandkids, she has an iPhone and I have an Android and the video comes in all weird and I can't see it.
That is tough.
The iPhone guy or like the Apple CEO is like, well, if that's such a problem, just buy an iPhone.
Yes.
That's his thoughts on this.
Man, you know, I as a lifelong Android guy, or at least last 15, 14 years Android guy, listen, I got to live with you folks, okay? If you're fellow Android folk, a salute to you. The Apple people think they're better than us, okay? There's not a damn thing we can do about it. So just, you know, think quietly and we're going to be fine. There's no need to have any lawsuits about this. We're not being left out of anything. Just let them be in their pretend little bubble of pretending they're better than us. All right? Our phones are perfect. Just don't own a BlackBerry. Now, that's a problem.
I used to love my BlackBerry, dude. Brick Breaker is the greatest phone game ever.
I rolled with the BlackBerry hard, and then a time like in early 2011, it just became painfully obvious that they had no idea what the hell they were doing anymore. I had to bail. We got baseball stuff coming up next. Tons of Rangers content with 3 days until opening day. And by the way, the game tonight will be heard right here on The Fan. The pregame's coming up at 6:30. We'll talk to Sands at 6:15. But all your Rangers goodies and baseball stuff is next in The Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.